Strengthen our faith, Lord. Forgive our sins, so that we may be clean in your righteousness. Grant us courage and endurance, so we can stand and fight the spiritual battles in our lives, our nation, and the world. Give us your wisdom, your discernment, a repentant heart, and unite us in your love. Amen. Blessed Mother began, pray, pray, pray. This is your instruction for the hours ahead. Each day you pray, thousands more are being prepared to receive the Lord. Well done on your behalf. Keep up the good work. You may not see the fruit of your labors now, but you will later. Trust me when I say your prayers are going to be responsible for thousands of souls being saved. Please continue to put your hearts into it. Yes, the enemy is waiting until all your efforts are on the war with Taiwan. There will be a massive betrayal when UN troops are on the ground posing as peacekeeping but ready to exterminate the American people. The UN will be heavily involved in conquering America. You will not be here to see it. All of this has been pre-planned, and President Trump has been in on this. If you could see the whole picture, you would understand why he has taken this position. Mother, that is such a heavy piece of news. Again, my daughter, I say to you that if you could see his position and all the things that had to be taken into consideration, you would understand. Mother Claire responded, why do I feel that this is a terrible thing? Mother Mary continued, God is punishing America. His hand is in this. Do believe this. There are many reasons why, but his greatest accomplishment was exposing the corruption and setting children free around the world. Not that it will stay this way, but it has done substantial damage to the corrupt political system and the child trafficking rings. What will be resurrected as America will not make the same mistakes again. Much has been learned. He knows about the rapture. This was part of the reason why he is doing things this way. There will be a great purging. What will be left is a remnant of goodness, and I will be with them. The Lord began, Claire, when I return, everything will be set straight. But until then, there is going to be a giant purge going on. Many good people will die, but when I return with them, they will be rulers among people. They paid the ultimate price and earned a right in ruling this country. If they so choose to rule, they will be fully equipped in heaven. Trust my plan, beloved. In the end, everything will be set straight. The triumph of the righteous will be glorious. You know that Satan always does my bidding, although he is convinced he is getting his way. In reality, everything will serve my purposes. In the end, there will be many saints walking the face of this earth. Mankind is now being sifted in preparation for my reign. Great lessons are being learned, much grace is being dispatched, and many are corresponding. In the end, we win, he loses. Hold on to my vision, Christian people. You will be made glorious in holiness. Blessed Mother began speaking. Your efforts to stay in prayer all day are very pleasing to me. I know you have struggled with being curious, and I appreciate your self-control in keeping away from your curiosities. Your prayers are bearing much fruit. Beloved family, when you pray, please put your heart into it. Do not be in a hurry, but linger with each intention as you pray. It is good for you to visualize those who will be engulfed in this tragedy. It helps you to put real meaning behind your prayers. Pray for them the way you would like to be prayed for if you knew you might soon be dead. There are so many men, women, and children who will perish in this event. See them as yourselves and pray with real intention. Your days are busy, and sometimes you fail to switch gears and concentrate deeply on the mysteries or those for whom you are praying. It is a great gift and act of mercy to pray heartily for those you do not know. Pray for them as if they were your sons, daughters, mothers, and fathers. This will add a new dimension to your prayers, the human dimension, the reality of their impending plight. Prayer, to be truly effective, comes from the heart, not just the intellect. When you make it visible, it becomes more personal and engaging in your heart. It's the path to true charity. Always engage your heart, children. And that takes just a little more time. When you speed through the prayers, they do not accomplish the end they were intended for. They become rote and not so engaging. This can happen to any of you at any time. So please, resolve when you come to the rosary or the chaplet that you will truly meditate on the trials of others and the Lord's prayers to overcome them. Remember, children, I will be with you all in your darkest hour.